Morena e te whānau, another beautiful day this morning coming to you from Tāmaki Makaurau. And I wanted to touch on energy and what that kind of means to me with my current knowledge. And that is, you know, if you understand what energy is, understand that energy has a purpose and it needs... Energy needs action in order to create, not friction, but in order to create the energy expended, if that makes sense. So, you know, if you're an overweight person and you see yourself and you're like, damn, I've got all this fat on me, or I'm really fat, you know, around your hips, around your legs, around your arms, around your face. If you really think about it, if you truly, truly think about the purpose of fat and what it really is, it really is just stored energy. So basically it means that you've got all this energy that's waiting to be used. And energy is used in lots of different ways. Communication, obviously movement, exercise. It can also be singing, dancing, performing, thinking. It can be strategizing. It can be moving your hands, moving your arms, you know, doing normal daily things you would do every single day, you know, going to the bathroom, cooking food, you know, walking outside, getting in your car, getting out of your car, going to work, getting on the train, basically any sort of movement, anything that sort of is a transaction with you in an action. That's what energy is. Energy is like a flowing thing that's transferred between people, between, you know, things, between, I don't know, your pets, your car. You are, every day you start the day with a certain amount of energy, and then it's up to you to transfer that energy into results, basically an outcome. You know, so you have all this energy, you say, okay, I'm getting out of bed, that's one energy. You know, I'm going to the bathroom, that's two energies. So you're basically transferring, it's like a transaction that you do every single day with all your actions. That's what energy is. And if you see yourself as an overweight person who just has lots of energy, you would see yourself in a positive light and not a negative light. You know what I mean? And I was just thinking about that this morning as I was going for my morning walk and thinking about energy and how it transfers. It transfers between people too, because when you absorb negative energy, if you're gossiping, or if you're talking to some, if you're communicating with somebody else and you're putting somebody else down, if you're criticizing, if you're judging, all those things aren't bad. But if they have a negative connotation, you're absorbing negative energy. So we absorb, as we can also transfer and we can absorb. So we take in whatever kind of energy we allow in our lives. And that has so much to do, if you really think about your life as a way of giving and absorbing, you know, learning and applying, action, result. If you understand that all these principles work together, you just have a better understanding, a better concept of what energy, what life, what breathing, what air, what oxygen, like all these things really mean. And I think having a, not only a different perspective, but having a proper, deeper, thorough understanding of what everything really means, what energy and transferring and transactions and actions and all these kind of words mean, and you know, because they're in the same theme, we're talking about the same thing. That's what energy is. It's a super, super, super powerful thing that you can utilize every single day to make intentional, purposeful decisions that ultimately will get you to the place that you want to get to. And yeah, I was just thinking about that this morning while I was walking and feeling free. Because I know when I woke up this morning, I felt there was a lot of thoughts. I mean, I kind of was awoken. not by myself, something external, but once I was awoken, my brain kind of switched on and it kicked into everything that happened yesterday. So all the memories that I absorbed yesterday through vision, through all my senses, seeing, touching, smelling, hearing, all the memories just came flooding back to me as soon as I woke up. And once I got out for a walk, it's almost like I've completely forgotten about yesterday and I'm free, I'm fresh, I'm re-energized to start the morning off on a good note, to start the morning off clear with clarity. And that's what you need, you know, daily. I'm talking to you daily because this podcast is for you. I'm making these audio clips for you. Understand that where you are now is a result of decisions that you made, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, whatever. The decisions that you made previously that now are affecting you now. And when you understand that every decision you make in the present moment is so important, man, you know, when a performer gets on stage, or when the All Blacks go to play World Cup finals, some people say that the biggest decisions in your life, you know, getting married, who you're going to have kids with, like all that kind of stuff, where you're going to work, any sort of big decision in your life seems to have this weight, seems to have this pressure. But if you can conquer the little decisions every single day, if you can make a decision now, like if you had a choice between Coke and water and you had to make a decision, if you chose water, that is more powerful than, you know, the All Blacks going to play the finals of the World Cup. Way more powerful. And of course, you know, I'm not saying that they don't, you know, train every day, and then obviously all that hard work, it compounds over time. But a little decision, you know, whether to, you know, in the morning when you hear your alarm, whether to wake up, whether to go back to sleep, that's a decision. And those decisions are powerful. And once you realize that the power, you need to get your power back. You know, so if you're negative, if you're not in the place where you want to be, if you're a loser in life, you know, because if you're losing, you're technically a loser. And if you're winning, you're technically a winner. If you're losing in life, take control back. How do you take control back? Start making decisions. Start focusing on the tiniest decisions that you can make every single day that ultimately will not only regain your confidence, it'll give you strength, it'll give you power, it'll give you motivation, inspiration. You'll be so inspired by you that you'll just do it. You'll start to make all these little decisions, you know, all these positive decisions, oh my gosh, all these positive decisions in the right direction. You will feel so much better. You will start to tip the scale to the winning side. If you're on the losing side, you'll start to tip the scale to the winning side, and then you'll be a winner. You'll be a winner daily. You're going to be a winner. You're going to have everything you want, everything you desire, if you put in the work, if you do all these, you do the proper things and kind of put your focus on that more so than everything else. And it really just comes down to focus and understanding what you really want in life and out of yourself. Because if you have all these high expectations, if you have all these things that you want to achieve, but your habits don't really add up, your sleeping patterns don't add up, your food doesn't add up, your confidence doesn't add up, your relationships don't add up. If it doesn't add up, then those high expectations are just worthless. You know, the pressure is worthless. Even if you feel pressure from your parents, or pressure of friends, or pressure of work, or pressure of trying to be somebody, you know, I'm meant to be this person. Focus on making small decisions. Focus on taking the smaller tasks. Applying action. Do it. Do the work. Okay? Do the work daily and you'll see the results. Catch you guys on the next one. You're listening to A Daily Bread Podcast. Peace.